This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physics on a patient named Mevlin Wolfson. The last name is spelled W-O-L-F-I-N. The first name, Mevlin, is spelled M-E-V-E-L-Y-N. Day 18 was March 9th, 2022. This was Promedica in Flint. Promedica, P-R-O-M-E-D-I-C-A, formerly called Briarwood. In paragraph 2 complaint, Mr. Wolfson is extremely weak and presented with inability to walk, back pain, and inability to control her urine. Here is comparative history. Ms. Wolfson went to McLaren for the above reason, period. She had difficulty voiding and controlling it, and she had extreme weakness, period. His last walking a few days before the admission, and she gradually worsened with respect to her walking, period. She's found to have a bladder mass on CT, and that was biopsied, and there also were lesions in the lumbar spine that were suggestive of metastases, period. She had cystoscopy and a transurethral resection of a 6-centimeter bladder tumor, which was felt to be an incomplete resection. And pathology showed high-grade urothelial carcinoma, period. She also had an L1 biopsy, the result pending for the lesion that looked like metastases, period. She was seen by oncologists to follow up with Dr. Singh in 2 weeks, period. She remained debilitated, period. She had severe back pain, and she needed IV morphine as well as Norco, period. She had pain today and improved when I doubled up on her Norco to 5-3-25-2 every 4 hours, PRN, period. She was assessed by physical therapy, period. Currently, she can't walk, and she's not able to really lift her legs up more than a few inches off the bed, period. The feeling is that she has metastatic cancer metastasized to the bone, period. She's here for some therapy and improving her strength and functional status, period. New paragraph. She has a Foley catheter in place now due to retention, period. New paragraph, review of systems. Constitutional. She does not feel fever, have chills. Eye denies major visual complaints. ENT, no earache, sore throat, or hoarseness. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations. GI, no bowel pain, vomiting, or bleeding at the present time. GU, no dysuria, but she has a Foley in place and thus can't tell when she urinates. Period. She has retention. She has a bladder neoplasm. Musculoskeletal, she has pain in the back that can get severe. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. Skin, no rash or itch. Hematoma, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. No CNS, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. New paragraph, past history. Now, bladder cancer is noted above. Final meth. Failure to thrive. Chronic lymphedema, New paragraph, family history. She does not know what her mother had, and says her father had some type of heart disease, period. She thinks that her brother may have lung disease. New paragraph, social history. She does not smoke except for a very brief period many years ago and quit, period. No alcohol excess. New paragraph, medications. Choline, 100 milligrams daily. Cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams every 12 hours as needed. Nifenhydramine, 25 milligrams. And 2 tablets every 8 hours as needed. Norco, 5-325, now 2 every 4 hours, PRN. Loratadine, 10 milligrams every 24 hours as needed. Oxybutynin, 5 milligrams every 8 hours for bladder spasm. Zofran, 4 milligrams, few every 4 hours, PRN nausea. Miralax, 1 pack every 12 hours as needed for constipation. Trazodone, 20 milligrams nightly. Paragraph allergies. Not known. The paragraph examination. No, sorry, allergy C card. Paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed. She's debilitated, weak, and a bit ill appearing. Blood pressure 125 over 74. Temperature 97.6. Respiratory rate 18. Pulse 99. O2 saturation 100%. Head and neck, pupils equal and reactive to the light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements normal, all mucosa normal, ears normal, neck simple, no mass, no nose, no neck or groin nodes, no palpable thyromegaly, lungs clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, any vascular normal SMRS2, no gout, no murmur, some edema 2 plus. Still pulse is palpable. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. CNS. Cranial is normal. Sensation intact. Musculoskeletal. She's very weak in lifting her leg extremities up, especially lower extremities. She had a hard time bending her knees, period. There's thickening of the knees, period. She could only elevate the feet off by an inch or two off the bed. Upper extremity strength is good. Sensation is intact. There's no joint inflammation or effusion, period. Skin is intact, warm and dry without major lesions. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, this is Wolfen, has bladder cancer with metastases to the spine, period. We'll use Norco for pain, period. I'll ask him to make an appointment with Dr. Singh, the oncologist, in about 2 weeks, and she continues on cyclobenzaprine for muscle spasms, period. She can take Zofran as needed for nausea, period. Two, she has urinary retention, has a catheter, and is on oxybutynin 5 milligrams every 8 hours to avoid spasms, period. Three, she has constipation, is on Miralax every 12 hours if needed for this period. Five, she has debility, and she'll get OT and PT with the hope of improving her function. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.